Hello?
Hello.
Hi, good evening. My name is Oscar from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota Newswatch and the Chisman Center for Democracy to provide accurate public opinion of citizen preferences to better inform policymakers in the state. By any chance, have you registered voted in the state of South Dakota?
Yes.
And what is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered as Democrat, Republican?
Republican.
Got it. And there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that will provide for the regulation of abortion based on the stage of pregnancy. It proposed the following. During the first trimester, it will prevent the state from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state could regulate the abortion decision, but any regulation must be reasonable related to the physical health of the mother. And during the third semester, abortion could be prohibited except if necessary to preserve the life or health of pregnant woman according to her physical, her vision. Sorry. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
I'm not really sure yet. Can I say no comment? No decision?
Oh, okay. Not a problem. By any chance, another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will establish open primaries for governor, Congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, will be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote getters will advance to the general election. By any chance, do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
I'll say support.
Support. Got it. And a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will eliminate the state's 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold for human consumption except alcoholic beverages and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
Oppose.
Oppose? Got it. And would you support or oppose a change in the state law to create a school voucher system which will allow parents to use the state tax dollar designated for their child's education to pay to send them to a private or charter school?
Oppose.
Oppose. Got it. And by any chance, thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate's support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? Will only vote for a candidate if they support Trump, more likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump, will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump, or support of Trump is not a factor in your decision?
The last one. I don't care about Trump.
Got it. Again, thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, if Donald Trump is convicted of criminal charges, how will that affect your vote regarding candidates that continue to support him?
Won't affect it at all.
It's not a factor pretty much in your decision.
Nope, not a factor.
Okay. Got it. And now we would like to ask you a few questions about the health of democracy. And at this moment, we are halfway of the survey, so we just have a few questions for you. In general, how confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident, somewhat confident, not too confident, or not at all confident?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Got it. And do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not?
Say it again.
Do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election? Yes?
Yeah, I got it.
Got it. And how much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? Election officials in democratic states, a great deal of trust, a fair amount of trust, not much trust, or not trust at all?
A fair amount.
A fair amount? Got it. And what about state election officials in South Dakota?
Fair amount.
Got it. What about election officials in Republican states?
Fair amount.
And local election officials in your country? County, sorry?
Fair amount.
Fair amount? Got it. Okay. Which one of the following, best describe your view of American democracy today? American democracy is under attack. American democracy is being tested. Or there is no current threat to American democracy? I'm not sure.
Democracy is being tested.
Is it being tested? Got it. Now, please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. And right now we are on the 80% completion of the survey, so we just have a couple of questions more. The first one is, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
All right. And it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy?
No. Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Got it. And just for statistical purposes, what is your age?
51.
51? Got it. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
All right. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.